Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 30, 24 through 28. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make they their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in kings' palaces. God groups four little things, the ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider, and challenges us to find instruction concerning wisdom. Even though an ant is not strong, he uses the strength that God has given him to provide for his daily needs and to also prepare for things to come. Ants work in the summer because they know the winter is coming when they cannot work. The lesson is that even though the ant is small and weak, he still plans and provides for the inevitable, that which God says is to befall him. God has placed in him a principle, indeed has made it part of his nature, for him to know that winter is coming. This truth impels him to work hard today for what he needs for the future. He knows he must make preparations in order to survive a time in which he cannot provide for himself. He can't deny nor ignore the fact that winter is coming. He cannot stop nor hope that winter will not come. The wise thing to do is to believe God and to prepare for the winter in the time appointed by his Maker. What makes the ant exceeding wise is that he follows God's order of things. God will not change his order of things for the ant and stop winter from coming. So the lesson that we are to learn from the little one that God calls exceeding wise is that his creatures must also prepare for the inevitables of life. God is good and will provide you with truth to prepare you to pass through the winter of your life. God's word says that each of us has an appointment with death. It sounds to me like this is a winter that must be prepared for, an inevitable for which men and women, boys and girls, must be ready. The lesson, then, from an exceeding wise little ant is to prepare for the inevitable, those things that are ordained of God to come to pass. The second thing which are exceeding wise are conies, which are rock rabbits. We are told that along with the ant, not being strong, the conies are feeble, which most likely refers to their brain power. Apparently, they are not very smart, yet we are told that they are exceeding wise. This sounds like a contrast in words, does it not? But they are exceeding wise because they make their houses in the rocks. By this we learn that it does not take brain power to know that a safe place must be found in which to dwell. God tells you that making your house in a secure place is a wise thing. Has not the Lord Jesus Christ told us that the wise man builds his house upon a rock? And does not 1 Corinthians 10:4 tell us that that rock was Christ, which was cleft for me? The rock of ages has broken himself to provide a hiding place for me. I don't have to break the rock, I just have to hide in the rock. So the coney, the rock rabbit, by his example, tells feeble man to dwell in the rock, Christ Jesus. He tells us that we do not have to be smart to be wise. We can be feeble and still be wise. The third exceeding wise thing are the locusts, which unite to go forth in unbroken ranks like a disciplined army. Do they not keep this order by the unseen hand of God? We do not see a king because the lesson here is that they are responding to an invisible king. This king invisible has put in their nature a guiding hand that causes them to be perfectly unified and to keep rank. They are completely obedient to one unseen guide, not deviating to do their own thing or to fly contrary to the guide. God calls them exceeding wise. The ant teaches us to prepare for the inevitable. The coney teaches us to dwell in the rock. The locust teaches those who dwell in the rock to have unity of purpose. Be well disciplined, each at his post, each under the same head, each helpful to one another and to the cause of Christ. This leads us to the spider, who is also exceeding wise. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions." You who prepare for the inevitable, you who dwell in the rock, you who are part of the body fitly joined together like the locusts who fly without a king, you are the ones that Jesus Christ prepares a place for in his palace. Proverbs 22:29 says, "Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men." A man diligent in his business, who prepares for the inevitable, who dwells in a protected place and takes direction from the authority placed over him, as if there were no authority over him, shall stand before kings. The spider who attaches her web to the walls of the palace, and likewise the man who is in Christ, will have a secure place with the king. So the lesson from the four little things who are exceeding wise is: prepare for the inevitable, seek refuge in the rock that God has prepared, take direction and guidance from God's word, and your destiny will be to live in the king's palace. The ant, the coney, the locust, and the spider, though little, are four exceeding wise things who proclaim God's word by their lives.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.